Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. In postseason Major League Baseball action last night, the Atlanta Braves came from behind and beat the Giants 5-4 in 11 innings in San Francisco. That division championship series is tied at one game apiece, and it will move to Atlanta for Game 3 tomorrow. The Phils beat the Reds 7-4 last night to grab a 2-0 lead in their series. The two teams will meet for Game 3 in Cincinnati, also tomorrow. Today, in Texas, the Rangers, leading the Tampa Bay Rays 2-0, will try to close out that series in Texas, and the Yankees, up 2-0 over the Twins, will try to do the same in New York. The NHL season is underway, and so we call on Only a Game's Fraulein of the Faceoff, Helene Elliott, who also holds down some sort of part-time gig with the LA Times, I think. Helene, welcome back.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you. The NHL season, as I said, has begun, with some games taking place in Helsinki and Stockholm. Today, the Bruins and Coyotes will open their seasons in Prague. It's not like the game of ice hockey is unfamiliar to folks in Finland, Sweden, and the Czech Republic. So what does the NHL stand to gain from all this?
Lots of web hits from Prague, Stockholm, Helsinki, and points east of there. The NHL, I think, is doing a good job in terms of recognizing its international scope. The NBA is following now, too. You know, that other league with the tall people? They're overseas as well. The Lakers have been in London and Barcelona. The idea of the NHL expanding to Europe has been brought up quite a lot, but obviously, there are a lot of travel drawbacks. I mean, imagine this nice little road trip, home and home between Prague and the Bruins, you know? Think of the turnaround travel time in that one.
All right, let's start our season preview with a little comedy. I predict that the San Jose Sharks are going to be the Western Conference champs, and they'll go all the way this year. What do you think?
Did you leave that on tape from last year? And 2 years ago? And 3 years ago?
I think you're right.
I think so, too.
The Chicago Blackhawks celebrated their 2010 Stanley Cup win and shortly thereafter jettisoned both of their goaltenders, emerging star Dustin Byfuglien, and about half the team, as far as I can see. Good move by the defending champs?
Well, unfortunately, that's life in a salary cap era. You know, I've never seen that much upheaval and that much breaking up of a championship team. I think it'll be a little tougher for them, because they don't have that depth, the gritty veteran players that you love during a playoff run. But there's a heck of a lot of talent still there.
The Phoenix Coyotes managed to stay in Phoenix last year despite efforts to relocate the team to Hamilton, Ontario. And then they even made the playoffs. I think the Coyotes will do even better this time around now that nobody's planning to whisk them off to a cold climate.
Actually, people are talking about whisking them back to the cold climate from whence they came, the lovely city of Winnipeg, which, by the way, I want to be on the record as saying it's a very nice place, but it is very cold.
It's hockey. It's supposed to be
exactly
cold.
Exactly. And I always love going there because I always had the sense that, you know, the kid who's giving me popcorn is going to be playing in the NHL 3 years later. And, you know, there's just this sense of hockey everywhere. And it's a really nice big, small town. And it very well might get the Coyotes back.
Still, the Coyotes were pretty successful in Phoenix last year, and Nashville Predators were pretty successful, had a pretty good season last year. Does this argue that hockey in the Sun Belt is a good idea after all?
By the definition of success, the Chicago Blackhawks probably should have been eliminated from the NHL 5 years ago. And look where they are now with those big spanking diamond rings on their fingers that have the little Stanley Cup on it. You know, I always get angry when people say, oh, well, you know, the Coyotes aren't drawing or Nashville isn't drawing. Things go in cycles. There is no reason why hockey cannot thrive in Dallas, in Anaheim, in Los Angeles, and in a lot of other places, San Jose.
I'm not as familiar with hockey's jewelry outside of the Stanley Cup as I am with World Series rings and Super Bowl rings. Do the hockey guys' rings really come off as big and goofy looking as in the other sports?
Oh, the Blackhawks did an incredible job. If you get a chance to look it up somewhere on the internet, I think they were worth $30,000 each.
The Eastern Conference features four or five very good teams. Washington, Philadelphia, Boston. I put Boston in there. Pittsburgh, New Jersey. Who do you see as the best of the lot?
I'm wondering if the Capitals are going to get a little angry over their early playoff exit last year and maybe channel that anger into not being upset in the early rounds this time around. I like Pittsburgh, too. They have had to retool a little bit. They've got the new arena. You know, they'll probably want to hang a nice new Stanley Cup banner in that new arena, too.
There's a new rule in the league this season. It forbids lateral and blindside blows to the head. I'm a little surprised that the penalty is a five-minute major, a game misconduct, and possible disciplinary action from the league. Is this too late and too lenient to be effective in any way?
No, I think that it has become a big issue the last few years, as we've seen with so many players suffering concussions. Players are aware of it now, but there are players who are going to be desperate to stay in the league and do anything they can to stay in the league. And for a lot of them, that means leveling star players.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you for a prediction of what's going to happen 9 months from now in the playoffs. But what about, I don't know, a week or two I can call and ask about the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, after game 1,225 instead of, no. It's going to be a very interesting season. We're seeing so many young kids make the teams all over the league. The number one pick, Taylor Hall, is in Edmonton. The Kings have six rookies on their roster. The Ducks have a kid named Cam Fowler, a defenseman who's just going to show so much promise. Big infusion of youth this season and some really new names to latch onto and people to watch for years to come.
Helene Elliott covers pro hockey for the LA Times, and we benefit from her icy command of all things pertaining to the coolest game as well. Helene, thank you again.
Thank you.